to get started for the planning commission meeting on February the 21st, 2019. We'll start with a roll call to my left, if everybody would turn their mic on, that is. And
Timothy Key.
Joanne Mackey.
Larry Watts.
Britton Williams.
Christine Crawford.
Bob Clark.
Lynn Carter.
Okay. Before we get into the regular meeting, we're going to take a few minutes for an election. We voted for a chair and vice chair at our business meeting in December, but since our elected chair is no longer on the commission, I am acting as a chair per our rules of procedure. With that being said, we need to have an election to vote on a new chair for 2019 and a vice chair for 2019. After the election, the elected chair will preside over our meeting tonight. So at this time, I would entertain any nominations for chair for the Planning Commission for 2019.
Well, I nominate him if he's willing to do it, because we've already sat here before and everybody said
we
no.
Already late.
So Commissioner Mackey has nominated
no.
Who?
Williams.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, second by Commissioner Watts. Okay, any other nominations? Okay, the nominations are closed. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay, I'm assuming that was unanimous. I didn't look. Okay. Now, at this time, I would entertain a nomination for vice chairman for Planning Commission for 2019.
I'd like to nominate Lynn Carter.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, wait. Commissioner Watts is nominated. Commissioner Carter is Ms. Commissioner Mackey. Are you seconding that?
Yeah.
Okay. Second by Commissioner Mackey. All right.
My concern would be that I do travel a good bit throughout the year. It's very humbling to be nominated. But with my job, I do travel a good bit, so therefore I may miss some of these meetings. And if there is any sort of issue between your chairmanship as far as things that come about, then that'll have to be noted.
Well, how many times did you miss last year?
Three or four.
Okay, well, he's not going to be out four times.
So.
And the board always has the ability to elect a chair during a proceeding.
Yeah. So, Commissioner Carter, you have expressed concern, but are you going to accept that nomination? You can nod, yes.
I would love to, but it's not, timing's off. It really is. Really is right now.
Okay.
So I will, no.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Then appreciate the offer.
Commissioner Carter has not accepted the nomination. So we're back to, is there a nomination for vice chair for 2019?
Okay, good.
I nominate Bob Clark.
I second it.
Okay, Commissioner Watts has nominated Commissioner Clark, and the second is by Commissioner Mackey?
Yes.
Okay. And you accept that nomination, Commissioner Clark?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Nominations are closed. Oh, are there any other nominations? Okay, nominations are closed. All in favor, raise your hand. Okay, it is unanimous. Fantastic. Okay, as we move forward, approval of the minutes. Are there any corrections to the minutes? If there are no corrections, the minutes are approved as distributed. All right, we're now Ms. Hodges, is a confirmation of agenda. Any changes we need to be aware of?
I have no changes.
Except we are going to add under the volunteer section. After staff reports, during staff reports?
Yeah, we can do that then.
Okay. That's all we have to do on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so now we move to application ANX19-001, Bradley Terrace Subdivision. It's a request by Summer Lakes Development, LLC, for a recommendation to annex as R7 medium lot residential. Mrs. Hodges, would you like to share any information for us, with us?
Sure. Very briefly, there are a series of parcels that Carbon Construction and Summer Lakes Development LLC, we have an applicant here with us tonight. They have requested annexation into the city in this area. Our job, or your job as the Planning Commission, is to review the zoning of this property because they have requested to come in at an R7 instead of an R14. R14 is our low density zoning and is what is shown on our comprehensive plan. There is a list of parcels. It's quite a few parcels, but we're going to go ahead and bring them all in together. These are all contiguous with our city limits already. There's already water access to the properties, so our investment is minimal. The water line is already out there. They're just tying into it. And that's really about all I have to say. Do y'all have any particular questions about it?
Any questions from the Planning Commission to Ms. Hodges?
They're going to be tying into the water and sewer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is the
Do you have an opportunity?
You will as soon as we, yeah.
Are these all the lots that are coming in are contiguous with each other, except it looks like there's five across the street. Is that
right?
Yeah,
those, it can be across a public right-of-way.
Okay. Now, what about the ones on the, where does the city limits line, where does it really run that it's?
The red line to the north, you can kind of, you can't see it on the screen.